Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
I'm going to offer some local perspective based on knowing some of the principles involved, as well as the benefit of a term that Vice President Harris uses ad nauseum, my lived experience.
Based on a lived experience.
Right. Thank you, Madam Vice President. My lived experience in Green Bay. So I went to college at St. Norbert's, just outside of Green Bay. It's in De Pere. My first job was at WFRV-TV, Channel 5, Eyewitness News, the then CBS-owned station in Green Bay, now just a CBS affiliate. And in nearly 10 years there, I learned some things, E, about how Northeast Wisconsin, Green Bay in particular, sees not only the rest of its state, but how Green Bay sees itself. And that perspective is important as we get into the debate over the future of Lambeau Field and the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, that hallowed ground that opened as City Stadium back in 1957. Packers say they've already delayed $80 million in stadium improvements that they had hoped to have online for this season. And they are putting plans for another $1.5 billion more in projects on hold until they know what their lease situation is in Green Bay for the long term. Packers are warring right now with the mayor of Green Bay over a long-term plan and lease deal. They are warring, and the Packers are going public.
Our main disappointment is just not having the ability to have that discussion with the city, the continued cancellation, refusal to engage, those types of things.
That's Aaron Popke from the Green Bay Packers. He's the team's director of public affairs. And he is speaking there with the local Green Bay media. These clips specifically I pulled from Fox 11 News in Green Bay. Packers are accusing the city of Green Bay, specifically the mayor, of holding up conversations about a long-term lease deal. They say they've made three offers to the city about a new deal, and the mayor just won't engage.
It's the best deal any city could hope for. And to presume that the existing terms of the deal would be the same moving forward is where the... you know, where the error is.
So that's Popke again. The mayor of Green Bay is Eric Genrich. And he's not denying that he's holding things up. In fact, he's kind of proud of it.
You know, the current lease is much better for Green Bay taxpayers than what they've offered. And, you know, once they're ready to revise and resubmit an offer that's in keeping with discussions that took place over several months, we're going to be happy to get together and talk with them.
So that's Mayor Genrich in his comments with several outlets there as well. I pulled that clip from WBAY-TV, Action 2 News in Green Bay. The Green Bay City Council today, E, is planning a news conference for that body to discuss the stadium and lease issues. That, according to multiple Green Bay media outlets, is set for 4:15.
So not the mayor, but the council?
Yes, and it's noted that the mayor won't be there. So I don't know if the council takes a different view than that of the mayor, which
we'll
is entirely
what they're
possible.
Wearing.
They all show up in Jordan Love jerseys.
They go back.
So you may have a faction between the mayor and the council. Don't know. Or they may be on the same page and the council wants to have a word about it as well. Let me back up so that we can better kind of frame your understanding of the issue. Who owns Lambeau Field? The Packers don't. They are tenants. Green Bay, Brown County Professional Football Stadium District, along with joint ownership of the city of Green Bay. That's who owns Lambeau Field.
So that's similar to AmFam?
Yeah, it's similar, right? Their football, their stadium district has different things and different rules than does ours for American Family Field here in Milwaukee. But yes, a similar type of arrangement, a sort of public, quasi-public entity that sort of handles some of that governance. So their lease is with that stadium district and the city. The Packers don't own Lambeau Field. The lease is hard on till 2032. So after that, the team has some options for extensions of the lease under its current terms for about 10 years after that. Like every 2 years, the team could say, yep, let's still keep doing this. But really, the hard date is 2032. And that's the deal right now. The team right now pays rent of about $1.1 million or so. And under the current deal, that rent increases annually by 2.75%. So about 2.75%, the rent goes up every year.
Okay.
That's the deal right now in place. What the Packers want to do, what they say their proposal to the city has been is, look, we want to invest all kinds of money in Lambeau Field. And we have the money. And we'll do that. And we're not asking for taxpayer support. We're not asking for state or city or county funding whatsoever. We'll do all of that. And in exchange for a long-term lease deal that calls for us to handle all of that, what we want from you is we don't want the rent to go up every year anymore. So what we'd like to do is freeze rent payments so we no longer have this annual 2.75% increase. That's the deal the Packers say that they have made to the city of Green Bay.
Is that a good deal for the city?
Well, the mayor doesn't think so. He's like, why? I got a deal through 2032 that's going to keep going up by $200,000 or $300,000 every year. Why would I not do that deal? And right. In defense of the mayor, like, his fiduciary responsibility is to the taxpayers of city.
Right.
So there is that. Okay. And I'm not picking a side on it. I really don't. I understand the arguments on both. The Packers are accusing the mayor of just flat obstructionist. They say he won't even sit down and meet. They say the last time it took them forever to get a meeting on the schedule. They sat down with the mayor and they had this meeting, and then there was going to be a follow up, and the mayor at the last minute canceled the meeting. So the Packers are accusing Genrich of playing some games here.
Can you imagine, like, Mark Murphy sitting in the lobby at Green Bay City Hall and just kind of waiting?
Hello,
yes, just wait.
I have a meeting with the mayor.
I was told he was available.
Yes, the mayor's out. He can't see you now. Well, that's funny because. And let me back up and tell you about my experience in some of the politics of Green Bay. That's funny because if you're a casual Packers fan, you watch the game on Sunday afternoon, and you're the national media come in here and say, oh, they love their Packers here. It's a publicly owned team, and it's just a big love fest, right? And I have always said what I learned up there is a difference between folks who love the Packers but who sometimes don't love the Packers.
Explain.
Everybody loves the Sunday afternoon ball game, right? They love a kickoff, football crazy town. They love Jordan Love. Yep. They love Packers. But some folks have a different feel about the corporate entity, the governance that is the organization. And they feel a little bit of resentment there. They feel like the Packers sort of push people around and do different things that maybe aren't in the best interest of the community. There is also this undercurrent of, you know, if we didn't have the Packers, we'd be just fine. This is a wonderful place to live here in Northeast Wisconsin. We have the bay, we have the fishing, we have the hunting, we have farming. We're a wonderful community. We have a nice museum.
Oof.
We'd be just fine without the Packers. And almost a resentment of folks who suggest, like, what would Green Bay ever be without the Packers? That's there. It's an undercurrent that runs. Right. And if you don't believe me, look at the last time they went to referendum. And the Packers wanted to do that whole, how Lambeau Field looks. And if you're a younger listener right now, Lambeau Field didn't always look like that.
Yeah, the atrium. Is that what they wanted to build?
The atrium and all the build-out that makes it look old. That was done in 2003. And they went to referendum, Brown County only. They wanted to levy, I think it was a half-cent sales tax.
Wasn't like Bob Harlan going door-to-door, basically?
Eric, I walked with him. Bob Harlan is a humble man, and he famously would answer his own phone there at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. But he did not want to do that. He's not a politician, and he didn't want to beg people for money. But he is door knocking like some guy running for the city council, door to door. Hi, Bob Harlan here from the Green Bay Packers. I sure hope you vote yes on the referendum. It was that close. It was 53-47 in Green Bay.
Yeah.
So lest you think that all the politics around the Green Bay Packers are, you know, you would think if you didn't know, that's a 98-2, right? That's a slam dunk. Fix up Lambeau Field coming off the Super Bowls. Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't. So there's that undercurrent there, and this battle may stretch on. Now, unlike in every other major league or professional football city, like, Packers can't leave. They ain't going anywhere. So what leverage do they have there, really? There again, too, the city, what would you be if you didn't take care of this?
Mm-hmm.
The Packers are bringing the draft to Green Bay, Wisconsin in the spring. The huge economic impact that is. So both sides are both leveraged and not leveraged. But you don't have the threat of a team leaving. So that will not color this conversation. But it's fascinating to see how this is going to play out. I can't wait to see what the city council says in Green Bay this afternoon. 8:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News.